October 28, 2021, it's the Watch for Pedro Show. Show. Happy Thursday. Started off with interlude number one from The Love Supreme, live in Seattle. Brett just came out. John Coltrane, 77-minute version. And this is between first and second part. Bush Tetras after that. You taste like the tropics. Great title, great song. And because of those Estonian software engineers with their Skype invention, I got Cynthia Slay from Bush Tetras. What was it, 7 months we talked? It was D Boone's B Day, huh?
Yeah, it was April 1st.
Right, right. Yeah. That's why people never believe it's his B Day.
Yeah, I know.
Now, you got this new, I mean, we were talking about this last time you were on, and it's a box set, right? It's a collection of all the Bush Tetras stuff, and I'm so happy. It's just coming out right now, right?
Yeah, it's coming out on the 12th of November.
Okay, so 2 weeks. But on the other hand, some heavy news, too, because of your drummer man, Deepa. But would you want to talk to the listeners about him? Because, you know, how he came to the band and everything like that. And because he's hell a drummer, man. Dougie, you know, hit me to him was Dougie Bound.
Yeah, Dougie. Yeah, they were good friends.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine, too. Yeah. Yeah, Dee had, like, been in this band called the Erasers. And he was kind of in the scene there. And Pat and Laura hooked up with him back in 79 to play together. And I think he really loved playing with women. He was, like, really, really into it. He never wanted a male bass player. He was, like, a little feminist guy. And, but, you know, over the years, Pat, Dee and I became, you know, like, family.
Yeah.
And the longer we were together, kind of the closer we got. And musically also, we kind of read each other really easily. We had just started writing some new songs with RB, our new bass player, as of like the end of last year.
Oh, yeah. And hello, RB.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm glad to be spieling with you.
Yeah, and you know, actually Dee was the one that introduced us to RB because they were friends, and yeah, we were working on new songs. He wasn't well. He was really struggling. COVID was really difficult for him.
Yeah.
And the night before our event, and even that week, like, he was really in bad shape that week, and we were really very, very worried about him.
Yeah.
But we weren't expecting him to pass, and so it happened the night before our event to celebrate our, and that he'd been really looking forward to.
Yeah, he was really excited, and it was 2:30 in the morning, the day of the event, I got the call that something had happened to him, and it was a shock and terrible and sad and, you know, everything you can imagine, so thank you.
Yeah. I'm curious, did he ever tell you how he got on drums, RB or Cynthia?
Well, I think his mom turned him on to all this jazz and all this music, and I think she's pretty responsible for him to being a drummer. She got him his first drum kit. She was extremely supportive. She's still living, and I know she's having a really hard time now.
Jesus. I think he told me she took him to see Jimi Hendrix when he was a very young person.
Wow, Mitch Mitchell.
Yeah, that bent his head, you know.
Yeah, I can imagine. You know, was he part of his heritage Greek?
Yeah, he's, big part.
Because D is kind of short for Demo, Demos? Demetrius, yeah, okay.
Dimitri Papadopoulos, and you know, he really hated to be called that, too, like, really seriously. On Facebook, they made him use his original name, which they've never done with me. And he was so pissed off.
Okay.
He couldn't believe it. And then, you know, at the end there, he reestablished himself as D-Pop. It was a very happy day for him.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's Greek from Forest Hills, Queens.
You know, and his ma got him on the drums. Maybe that's why he had that feminist kind of open-mindedness and wanted to play with ladies on bass.
Right. He's really close to his mom.
Yeah.
And she's really cool. She's come to all the gigs. She's really fantastic woman. And I think as we're trying to play with somebody else and teach them the songs, Don Christensen, you know, it's like, you lose a limb. I mean, it's such a weird thing. It's like all the nuances. He had many. He played off the vocals. He played off the guitar. He played off the bass. He wrote lyrics. I mean, he wasn't like your average bear drummer.
He wasn't like a side man, right? He's part of the band, part of that composition,
I mean,
the creative
partner.
He was really preoccupied with the big picture, how the whole song sounded, and he could listen to all the component parts at once, and he was one of the more intuitive and sensitive drummers I've ever worked with in my life. And in the year or so that we were working together, it was really fulfilling. And he was amazing. You know, people say, oh, you know, so-and-so was amazing. You know, he was really unique and really one of a kind.
And you know, okay, soft Jimmy and stuff, but what, did he have a thing for folk? Did he like Jim Brown? And
oh, yeah.
Yeah, because, man, yeah, he had a knack reggae. For that.
Yeah, he and I really bonded with, like, the reggae and the funk. Like, he and we listened to a lot of that together. He used to give me a lot of music, and we trade music. But, yeah, he... he's one of those rock drummers that can really get into a groove.
Right, right. Not just all flash and fills. And was he self-taught, or did he have an outside teacher? He was self-taught.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Yeah, and you know, he wrote really some great lyrics. He wrote Rituals.
Oh, really? Okay, we're going to play that later in the show.
Right, and he wrote, we used to do this writing thing where, especially Laura, Dee, and I, we would cut up, we had books that we wrote lyrics in, and we'd cut them into pieces and then paste them together, and that's how we wrote Cowboys.
William S. Burroughs.
Yes, Burroughs.
Right. Yeah. I heard Bobby Dylan did that with his Tarantula book.
Oh, yeah.
Or Tarantula, some people call it.
Really, yeah, it's really very interesting result, you know, and people read so many things into that song.
Right.
It's great. And really, it was each little phrase was from somebody different.
Wow. But still a solid narrative. And
so it's been a really, I don't know, it was a really rough night on Saturday, and I don't think it's sunk in for me yet, because, you know.
Yeah, it just is. You gave me all this great Bush Tetris stuff, and we played a bunch last time you were on, so I didn't want to double up and do any I Love Lucy reruns, so this is all stuff right in here. But you don't know me. I want to play. This is beautiful. I want to play this.
I'm pretty fast. the struggle. The chase aground. Winning is crucial.
myself, I don't feel so alone. It's magic to my ears when I hear not the moon. The pressure in my head always brings me home. It brings me back. Thank you.
Watch for Pedro Show.
Yeah, Bush Tetris. You don't know me. Bombus Brendan, Attic Fan Fanatic. Bush Tetris, Punch Drunk. Who wrote those words?
I did.
Those are good ones.
And You Don't Know Me is actually about getting dropped, you know, like the horrible record labels and the music, the bad things about the music.
Right, the horror. The horror. I think Marlon Blando tells us at the end of fucking Apocalypse Now. Right. Yes. SLWCC Watt after that, Holiday Bag, Bush Tetris, Dum Dum. I mean, you know, Ig had a tune called the Dum Dum Boys.
I know.
Is there a connect? Because somebody, you know, well, it was actually Scotty told me the Dum Dum Boys are them. The Ashton Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know for sure. I never asked him. Okay, you know. Kira from her solo record, Trance. Bush Tetris, Moonlight. Who wrote that?
I wrote that one.
Ah, yeah, great. Inverted Memories, Only Now, featuring Rajib Carmaker. Locomotives, this is Thurston Moore. You know, Thurst is the first one to turn me on to you guys. I knew about, you know, like Pat being from the other band, the Contortions, and but he was really into you guys, man. And so I got to thank him. And this is him doing Locomotives as Prac Pad last year. In England, right? He's an English subject.
Yeah, he's in London now. Yeah.
He's not a subject yet, but maybe. Bush Tetris finally. Color Green. Well, I guess you don't want to say anything about it.
Well, Color Green was written by Dee.
Shit.
Lyrics, yeah.
The lyrics are great.
Yeah, he was a really great lyricist. I might have added a couple of lines in that, but it was mainly him.
Wow.
Beautiful. Yeah, and I love that about corruption of the buck.
Right. Almighty dollar.
Fictitious scandal. Yeah.
We're at the end of the first hour, October 28, 2021. This Wap Pedro Show special guest, Cynthia Slay and RV. Hold tight for hour two. October 28, 2021. It's the second hour of Wap for Pedro Show.
Ding-a-ling.
record spin. Flabby skin. Pig's feet. Full of greed.
Sleeping people. Do you want to imbibe the breath of the consciousness? Will you be forever addicted to consciousness? Established orthodoxes and dogmas, traditional and practices of living, regard consciousness as an idea, as the leading being of the spirit.
Deep in light, dark the heart. I don't need no lame excuses. našu konačnu sliku.
While for Pedro, show start out the second hour. Snakes crawl, bush tetras. If born after that, extremely dangerous. Bush tetras, motorhead, but with a trippy spelling. ID to female. Quite colors. Mr. Love Song, the alternate version. Bush tetras. Here, I'm going to ruin some Slovene language here. But Skrivni Maglom, which means hidden my fog, live at the Club Coca in Split, 2015, Trobakova, Kuste, Pesci. And finally, page 18 from Bush Tetras. Now, one of your early, like, you guys chose that name Bush Tetras because it was kind of jungle, right? So I remember one of your early promo pictures, and you guys are dressed up kind of jungle, and D's got a spear.
Yeah, that was the crazy Brian Rizzle. Pat went to art school with me, this evil, genius, crazy guy that I moved into a loft in his building when I first moved to New York. And it was his idea because of the name. So
he
set us up and dressed us up.
What about the snake around the neck?
Yeah, the snake, the blow up.
Well, rubber snake.
Yes. I mean, and, you know, a combination of cheese and...
A little bit of camp.
Yeah, but we were into, you know, like jungly things.
Sure. Yeah. But to see Dee with that, the first thing I thought was, what a drumstick. You know, because you know Lydia's her teenage Jesus and the Jerks, right? It said Big Jim was on the drums, but it just said drum, right? It's like D on spear.
Yeah,
it's not drums; it's drum. You know, spear, not spears. So, what about this the Motorhead tune?
Oh well, that one I wrote the words to that. Because when I was 19, I was driving in the desert in California.
Yeah.
And I was never able to drive really fast, and I'm from Ohio. We didn't really, you know, I always followed the speed laws. And then when I was out there, I thought, I've never driven like 120 miles an hour. And there was this long, long stretch of highway. Nobody was on it. The sun was setting, and it stuck in my head. It was this beautiful, freeing moment when I just pressed the pedal to the metal and drove really fast. And it was so, it was just a moment of complete freedom. And I that's what, where that came from, that song.
Okay, so you weren't thinking of Lemmy.
I wasn't.
Okay. Now, I want to play a song here that you said D wrote the words, Rituals.
Yes.
The ritual walls we observe. isn't any life, it's just a stupid lifestyle. When everybody says hello, but never says I love you, but I love you, but I love you, but I love you. But I love you.
Pedro Show started that chunk of music off with Rituals, Bush Tetris, and Head Boggle after that, Thud Club, Bush Tetris, Cutting Floor. You can't copyright a title, but didn't the Howlin' Wolf have a cutting floor?
Yeah. Oh, my God, the song, this is so funny.
Or no, it was a killing floor, that's it.
Well, all right.
Medication, Bathing Wine from Karen Constance and Blue Spectrum, Bush Tetris, Live in London, Cold Turkey, John Lennon. Digital Images after that would work song number two. And finally, Things That Go Boom in the Night, Bush Tetris. So let's talk about Rituals.
Rituals, that came together really quickly. Like, I love the way those parts gave together. With the vocal, he gave me the lyrics, and I came up with the phrasing for it. And it just kind of fell into place. It was one of those magical songs. But I love the words because they're really about, there were some very superficial things about the scene and
yeah.
I mean, some like really great things, but the Bridge and Tunnel crowd was starting to come in to our little scene, and it was starting to get really like, I don't know, saturated by, I don't know.
No, it's what humans do.
People were there that weren't really that into music. They were just there to
think about it, Cynthia. Pat Boone sold many more Tutti Frutti's than Little Richard. And that was in the 50s, right?
Yeah.
So, like, humans do this time and time over. They take a good idea and they foul it.
Right.
So, this was Dee's response, huh?
Club, you know, and like being in a club and how superficial it was, and like, it, just to remember what's really important. Like, Dee was very deep, you know, he thought about, you know, it's, what's important is the love. All the other stuff isn't so important.
That's right, absolute. And what would we? What did he do? Did he present this paper with words? There was no music at all, and you thought of a
really
melody
excited.
Line in your head, or what?
Yeah, he'd get really excited, have it written down, give them to me, and then you know I would do my weird talky thing over it, fit it in. I used it kind of like, you know. We all fit our little parts together.
Yeah, I'm curious how the music came in under, because it sounded like it started with the words.
No, not really.
Oh, no?
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't there, so I'm only guessing. Shit. I'm sorry.
I remember it is so great. But that one I remember, that we were jamming with that da 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 da.
Yeah.
That little line, and he said, oh, I think I have, you know, I have some words, and I thought, oh, I think those will fit in there, and it just, we popped it in.
Wow.
You know, that we have had a few ways of writing that, or I would write the words, like I wrote Tropics, and it just kind of come together really fast. Those early songs came together very fast.
Uh-huh.
We didn't have a lot.
But maybe the words, in a way, kept them from just being jams, right? They gave it a focus.
Yeah. And we had, like, that song you were talking about, The Cutting Floor.
Yeah.
It was funny because Pat and I completely forgot about that song. Like, absolutely forgot it. It was really on the cutting floor. I didn't remember it. I don't know who wrote the words. I think Laura wrote those words.
Oh, wow.
I don't think I wrote them. I can't even, I can't remember.
Look, it's happened to me. Songs I can't even remember recording, and they had, it's got my name in, on the writing thing, and it's like, fuck, I don't.
Yeah, right? It's really embarrassing.
Yeah.
And because of the record label.
Senior moment.
Great. This song's great. Dee found it because Dee is our archivist, and he found it. And Henry Rollins produced that.
Oh, wow.
So we could not put that song on the record, probably because we thought it was too commercial sounding. Like, we could never really be that commercial this band, but I think in our minds we thought it would be interpreted as too commercial, so we left it off. We just had Page 18 and Find a Line. We had that as the single. So we never released it at all. So the first time with on Spotify with our box set.
You know, but that's a trip about those days. Because Minuteman, we made a whole record called Project Mersch because the whole idea of underground bands making Mersch, you know, Mersch was $100 a pound Mota here. So it's like, yeah, kind of the lamest, right? So, oh, that's what, now they say merch for like selling t-shirts. But Mersch to us was abbreviation for commercial. And we were always worried about that also. I think a lot of the bands, you know, we're talking late 70s, early 80s, that were in our scene was kind of like that, except the ones on the make.
Right. It's like anything but sell out.
Right.
Yeah. Wallow and self-pity is much better than selling out. Yeah, and I think, like, we were at a moment we didn't really... we had a lot of different directions we were going.
Yeah.
So, I think now with RB, with these new songs that we're writing, they're taking on a whole kind of, it's not like Bush Tetra songs, like Dee was really excited about that.
Yeah.
But they, because RB's brought her own little element in there, and we wrote a lot of these in COVID, and she and I would be going, you know, we're like stuck at home. And you know, I would have some lyrics, and she'd go, oh, well, I have this bass line. She'd get her little drum buddy out.
Oh, yeah, the beat buddy. Yeah. The beat buddy got me through COVID. I love that thing.
Stern mistress. Matron, or matron, Nurse Ratched, right? Look, we're at the end of the second hour, October 28, 2021, Dish Watt, Peter, so special guest, RV, and Christine. No, Christine. Cynthia from Bush Tetris. Hold tight for hour three. October 28, 2021, it's the third hour. Watch from Pedro Show. Watch for Pedro Show, start off third hour. Bush Tetris, there is a hum. Then a fee is from, I think, Cincinnati, from their new record, The Twilight Zone. Bush Tetris, stand up and fight. This is the Minutemen. This would be a good tune for us to cover. I could just see D. Boone singing that, man. Ptolemy Modir Zadeh with Facets 27, and finally Pretty Thing was Tetris. Ron Ashton's favorite band was Pretty Things. Now, you know, you do another cover. We're going to play it next chunk of music. And you did the John Lennon. Bush Tetris didn't do a lot of covers, though. So when you did do one, how would you choose them?
We tried to do a disco song. I'm trying to think of what the disco song was. I mean, we could never do it. And like, how simple was that?
YMCA? I don't know. In the Navy?
No, it was like...
It's Raining Man?
I'm just thinking Pull Up to the Bumper, but it wasn't that. It was like, it was... it'll come to me.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I know. I mean, they're all like... We had a lot of songs we wanted to do, but we couldn't really pull it off. And I have a very bizarre thing that it's so hard to memorize other people's words.
Ah.
It's like really rocket science for me. I don't know. I've got like mental block. So, for example, we do Run, Run, Run.
Right. We're going to play that last.
Yeah, and I have to have a sheet with the lyrics on it every time, and then I'd throw it out to the audience. And then I was really beating myself up over it, and I realized Lou Reed never does the song
the same twice, right? Yeah. I think Bob Quine did like 27 recordings, or 23. Cleveland was the town they played the most. And yeah, they're all different.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Quine. I just watched some footage of Quine with Lou.
Yeah.
And, he was doing this amazing solo. Yeah. I'm this blind.
Oh, yeah. You know, there is one cat, though. I think he passed on some stuff to Mark Ribot. Because they were kind of tight, right?
Yeah, they were. Yeah. He was really tight with Ivan Julian.
Of course. Together with Richard Hell. Oh, my God. You don't know the effect they had on D. Boone. That Blank Generation record, the way those two guys played together. D. Boone tried to play like both of them at the same time. He did. He just, because we didn't want to bring another guitar guy in. He says, don't worry. I'll work it out. Oh, man. But both of them together. Dick Hellhead. And his trippy way of playing bass. And then that first drummer, the guy who went to the Ramones, Marky.
Mark Bell.
Yeah, Mark Bell, right. Dust, right? Mm. Man, that was a band. Getting back, so you guys wanted to do covers, you just didn't end up doing them. Okay.
Well, lately we were talking about trying to Hell with Poverty, but it hasn't actually got off the ground yet. I've learned it.
Actually, that's with the lady bass, right? Sarah.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, initially it was Dave Allen.
Yeah, it's Dave Allen bass line.
Okay.
He really tears into it too. It's so much fun to play. It's really good.
Yeah. Well, he was a big part of that band at the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
I guess the singer's gonna get it going again.
Yeah. No, they're
with Hugo.
They're doing a tour in 2022.
Okay.
I'm hoping to play with them. Yeah.
This is a great song, "Sucker Is Born." Not a sucker, but sucker.
Thank you. That's-
that for 20 minutes?
Collaboration.
Last music for this edition. Sucker is born. Not a sucker, not the sucker, but sucker. Okay. Then Wet Cigarette out of Canada with Queen A Crew bonus feature. Yeah, what a title. Bush Tetras, World. Hands right. Well, that's Econo, right? Well, not Econo. It's about everything, right? The world. Then, yeah, Instant Kickstart Floppy from Hans Ratten out of Switzerland. Bush Tetras, out again. And here's a title. Hydrate the Manubrium Audio God of War Ear from James Twig Harper and Rubber O. Cement. Finally, Run, 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 live in San Francisco. You remember that tour?
No. There you go, Mike. No.
That's Econo. Now, look, you guys are writing new songs. You said you and RB, this was off air, so they didn't hear about this, but you and RB with the Stern Matron drum machine. Here's words, here's bass lines. And what?
Oh, yeah.
You're bringing them to Pat? Are you making tapes?
Yeah.
Are you making demos?
Right. We tried to do Zoom. We did a lot of Zoom work because she was out on the island. And Rebecca and I would be in my apartment because we were really being careful. I have to be really careful during COVID.
Yeah.
And we they came together really fast. That's when we knew, like, oh my God, we got the chemistry again, which is so lucky.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
10 songs with her.
10 songs?
Yeah, we've got another album coming.
Shit. Okay. But the hard part now is working with this new drummer.
Well, I think Don is going to be playing with us on our box set shows.
Okay.
And we have to find a drummer.
Okay, he's helping you for this gig because your commitments, right? But you're going to wait on the recording until you get more of the chemistry.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be the right fit, the right commitment, the right vibe, everything.
Absolute, absolute. And, you know, all the experience under your belt, you didn't have this 40, 50 years ago.
No, God, we were babies.
That seems weird to say. Fuck.
Really? I think, like, we're doing these interviews, and we were so naive and kind of unselfconscious. We just liked making up stuff together, and we really loved working together. Like, it's kind of a once in a lifetime thing.
Right.
We find people, and I'm hanging on to Pat, dear life.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, we gotta be careful about this shit, though, especially with our less younger years. So I think you're smart. Me too, you know. Even when I do these gigs, I don't hang in the club. I just get on the stage. Most of them wear fucking masks still. Even during the fucking gig. Because, you know, I'm like you. I want to make that next record. And you know, look, you guys were writing these songs, and then Saturday happened. So are you going to continue to write songs? You're going to write some songs for Dee, right?
We're gonna play two of the new songs at our show. Sorry, at Poisson Rouge. We're playing on the 13th.
The Red Fish.
Yes.
You know what? I played that pad a couple times, and someone told me it used to be called the Village
Gate. The Village Gate.
Right. Gate. And John Coltrane played there.
I saw the Bad Brains there, man.
Oh, okay. But that plant's got history. I mean, they told me it got all changed around and everything, but it's the same, like, room, building.
Oh, we love that room because it's a great sound, great people run it. We always pack it. It's really nice. It's our favorite place in the city.
It does have good sound, a good system. And every time I've been there, it's been a good time. The Red Fish. So you're going to play a couple songs that you written from the new batch?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's hard not to.
Yeah, right.
So excited. I know Dee before, he said, let's do all the new songs and not any of the old songs.
He wanted to do all the new songs.
We're like, Dee, we can't do that. We're promoting the box set.
Right, no more creeps?
No, he hated doing sweeps, actually.
Did he?
No, he had to get over that. One time he said, I'm never playing that song again. I said, all right. Never playing that song again.
What did he not like about it?
He got tired of it.
Okay, yeah. Same old, yeah. Anything, right? Beat it to fucking death, right?
Yeah, he and Pat could play that song one hand at each. Okay, one hand to play that. So, you know, that was a little, wasn't very challenging. And Dee got really into jazz drumming and honing his craft. And he's really a dedicated drummer. So for him, it was a little simple.
Okay.
But simple is the right thing sometimes.
You know it. I'm a bass player. Yeah. RB knows this.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I mean, there's a song the Temps do, right? James Jamerson's on the bass. It's called My Girl. Boom, 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 boom.
Well, I mean, I'm part of the whole, you know, the whole ethos of the whole Wee Jamicano DIY ethos. That's where I came from. So we have similar roots in that regard, you know?
Okay. Do you remember Athens, Georgia band called Pylon?
Yeah.
They had a lady singer, but they had the song called Dub. It was one note. It was just dum, dum, dum. And the drums would be all wild around it. And yeah, Cynthia's totally correct about simple is good. And you too, RB, if you know where I'm coming from. Yeah, humans, the more they do something, the more they want to play more and more and more. But we get punished in the low end for that. We get all little. We get real little. Big honor to have you on. When the album comes out, when you come back on the show, we can play all the songs and talk about. This chapter, upcoming chapter of Bush Tetras, is very interesting to see what, with the big love of D, but then moving on to this whatever next step.
Yeah, you know, we're probably gonna take a. After this show, we're going to probably take a couple to regroup, and then, we'll be working on, because we really love the new songs, and we love, you know, creating new things. That's like what it's all about.
Yep.
But the celebration of the box set was just like a real love project between Dee, Pat and I, and you know, it's just very sad that he didn't make it to the end here.
Well, yeah, you know, with drummers, it's all about the timing, and with Dee, it was the timing, man. You know, the night before.
You know the joke, you know, right? How do you know the drummer's at the door?
Yeah.
The knocking speeds up, and he doesn't know when to come in. Terrible joke. Because actually, drummers are the heart of every rhythm band there is. Rhythm music, rock and roll. It's so bizarre in a way, you know. They should be the most celebrated meister on the stage. But, oh no, by the way, you're retarded.
Yeah.
What a fucking... What a buttload of denial that is. That's why the last 20 years I've been playing with my drummers up front. I won't even have them set up in the back anymore. Cause I'm so ashamed of that. It's really weird. Anyway, it's beautiful what you did. And at least Dee got to make this with you and Pat, you know, as a celebration of the old stuff. Now RB's with you and the drummer-to-be for the new stuff.
Right. Yes, it's a whole new, you're right, it's a whole new page.
Yeah, it's a trip.
We keep on keeping on.
Thanks so much.
Absolute
big love. People, it's been October 28, 2021. Dishwap Pedro shall keep you powdered, right?